Welcome to School of Rock, a new show produced in the Taconic High School studios by the students and teacher in the new multimedia CTE program. I'm your host and teacher, Jamie Chiquette. Each week, the students and I will explore connected themes in rock songs and other related genres, making those connections while listening to some awesome music. Since this is our premiere episode, I thought it would be fitting to use a theme from my own corner of education in rock. Makes sense, right? The first song that explores school and educational themes is a classic from Pink Floyd. Another Brick in the Wall was one of the most iconic tracks from their 1979 album, The Wall. The song protests rigid schooling and authoritarian figures, a theme amplified by the use of children's voices in the later verses. So check out Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd on Taconic's School of Rock.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
That was Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd, kicking off our exploration of education themes and music on this first episode of School of Rock. Next up is another favorite band of mine, the Beach Boys. I've been fortunate enough to see all three of the bands I'm playing for you today, at least in some form, live in concert. You might know that the Beach Boys split into two touring groups, Brian Wilson leading his own version, while Mike Love and Al Jardine kept the original name with a lineup of backing musicians. I haven't had the good fortune of seeing Brian Wilson's tour, but I've seen the rest a couple of times, and it always brings good vibes to hear their songs live. So here is their 1963 hit, Be True to Your School.
when somehow Greg tries to put me down and says his school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
That was Be True to Your School by the Beach Boys. I'm Jamie Chiquette, the teacher behind the whole School of Rock thing we've conjured up at the multimedia program at Taconic High School. Since we're kicking things off with an educational theme, my last song for this set is Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones. Released in 1979, the same year as The Wall, this song actually has three versions. The legendary producer Phil Spector involved with two of them. Here's Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones. Rock and Roll High School by the Ramones. I'm Jamie Chiquette from Taconic High School, wrapping up my introductory set for School of Rock. Now it's time for the real stars of the program, the students in our multimedia CTE program. First up, we feature Kira, who's exploring some of the darker themes in rock music.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cap's Corner. In my corner, we will be talking about Metallica and the themes they use in their songs. Today's theme is manipulation and greed. Honestly, this first song, King Nothing, is one of the first songs by Metallica that I enjoyed, and it made me feel so glad to join the Metallica community. The first song is King Nothing, and this song is about being greedy, having a big ego, losing everything you love just to get some worthless junk. It's too late for them. It's always too late.
We'll be right back.
second song that I have to critique is Master of Puppets. And it's a pretty popular song, like one of the most popular by Metallica, and next to Enter Sandman, I think. But this song is about like obeying blindly to a powerful force that is just like manipulating you into a false sense of security, which means that you get so deep that it's just too late again. It's always too late.
We'll be right back.
And it's just so sad that some of the world is like this. Well, thanks for stopping by Cap's Corner. And remember, be careful what you wish for. See you next time.
Thanks, Kira. Next up, we have Avery, who's diving into music written specifically for other forms of media, like video games and movies. Check out Avery's set.
Hello, I'm Avery. Welcome to my corner. And for my corner, I'm covering themes and songs made for movies and games. So, first up, we got Eye of the Tiger, made for Rocky III. Now, the fun fact about this song is that Sylvester Stallone originally approached the band Queen wanting to use Another One Bites the Dust for Rocky III. However, they rejected that idea, meaning he got Survivor to make Eye of the Tiger instead. And I think it really fits the whole theme of the movie better and fits the scenes it's used in much better. It really changes the whole vibe. Now let's hear it. Now that was a classic. Now on to our next song, Vandalized by 1OK Rock. Vandalized was made for Sonic Frontiers, a 2022 game that I quite enjoyed. It was also put on their 2022 album, Luxury Disease. Another song from that album, Neon, actually appeared in Sonic 3, the movie. Now, 1OK Rock has quickly become one of my favorite bands since discovering them from Vandalize in Sonic Frontiers, and I really enjoyed Luxury Disease as an album. And in fact, they've released a new album very recently, Detox. It's very good. Listen to it. Now, let's take a listen to Vandalize. Now for our next song, we got Just Lean, written by Daisuke Ishiwatari for the Guilty Gear Strive soundtrack. Now, Guilty Gear is Daisuke's baby. He created it back in the 90s, and he's been working on it ever since. It's a fighting game series that I really love, and most importantly, Daisuke does a lot of the stuff for it. He does the story, he does a lot of the art, and most importantly, he does a lot of the music. Now, Just Lean is a theme created for one of my personal favorite characters, Johnny. Now let's take a listen to it.
Just Lean, sin once called the years, the word of the guy who was hated by the god of failure. Just Lean. To waste life's grace.
know, but they think it's a joke. Whether it be a mother, sister, or daughter, whatever, he doesn't talk about fake love. The outlaw, no age can judge him. Truth is always born in the mind. If you think fool, have a show in the right of path, would you have ripped it up? Just lean, say what's cold, that is the word of the guy who was hated by the
Now that's all from me. I hope you could find something you enjoy from any of the music that I shared today. Now back to Shaquette.
All right, thanks, Avery. All right, finally, we wrap up with Max, who's exploring uplifting themes and music. Take it away, Max.
Hello, everyone. My name is Max, and today I'm here to introduce you to three songs that I like that are all about the theme of having uplifting spirits / chasing your dreams. These songs are all connected by having an upbeat feel and having a positive message in lyrics. The three are High Hopes by Panic at the Disco, which was released in 2018 on the album Pray for the Wicked. It is one of Panic at the Disco's biggest hit songs, and probably the one that people are the most familiar with when people think of this band. The next song I have for today is Counting Stars by OneRepublic. It was released on the third studio album by the band called Native. The song was released on March 22, 2013. The song has over 4.1 billion views on YouTube and is by far the band's biggest hit. It is even reasonable to say that this is one of the biggest songs of all time, at least in recent times. I would assume that a lot of people already know this song. The last song is Best Day of My Life by American Authors. It was released on March 3rd, 2014 on their debut studio album, Oh, What a Life. It is one of the band's biggest hits overall. With all of that being said, let's get right into the music. The first song is High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. The song that this album is from, Pray for the Wicked, was the second to last album that was made by this band before they completely disbanded. The song was written about the lead singer of the band, Brandon Urie's dreams about being a rock star. The song contains a message about having uplifting spirits no matter what and chasing your dreams. Let's take a look.
Be there. at everything. Mama said, burn your biographies, rewrite your history, light up your wildest dreams, museum victories. Every day we wanted everything, wanted everything. Mama said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting. We wanted everything, wanted everything. Stay up on that rise, stay up on that rise, never come down. Oh, stay up on that rise, stay up on that rise, never come down. Mama said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting. They say it's all been done, but they haven't seen the best. So I got one more round, and it's gonna be a sight to see.
I hope you enjoyed that one. It's one of my personal favorites. When I am feeling down, that song always cheers me up. Now for the second song, I have Counting Stars by OneRepublic. The song was written by the lead singer of the band, Ryan Tedder, because he was inspired by a song he found online while staying in the Hamptons with Beyonce and Jay-Z. This song is similar to High Hopes because it has the same sort of meaning and message about chasing your dreams and having the courage to keep going no matter your situation. Let's listen to it.
Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs, seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think sold. I'm just doing what we're told.
four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Say no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Makes me feel alive. Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
I hope you enjoyed that song. That one had a little bit of a different vibe than High Hopes, but for me, that one still really gets a good message across about staying positive no matter what situation you are in. And last but not least, we have the song Best Day of My Life by American Authors. The song was made to keep people feeling happy and positive during times of hardship. The song contains lyrics about waking up and feeling great and maintaining those spirits to have the best day of your life. This is probably the simplest of all of the songs shown here, but it's still one that I like. Let's take a look.
I'm never gonna love.
Feeling uplifted yet? I sure am. I really enjoy that one because while it's simple, it has great all-around vibes and contains a message that I think we all need sometimes when we are feeling down. This song relates to the rest of them because while it is a bit different than the rest, it still doesn't fail to maintain that similar feeling of feeling positive. Well, that is all I have for you today. Overall, I think all of these songs fit the uplifting spirits theme well. Also, that could be the reason why these songs are all big hits. So with that, I hope you enjoyed the music, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.
All right, thanks, Max. What a great way to finish our show. You've been listening to School of Rock, featuring some of our talented students spinning tunes and making connections between musical themes. This show was produced at the Taconic High School Studios using state-of-the-art equipment and the amazing skills of our students. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm Jamie Jaquette, a teacher at Taconic, and I'm excited to be a part of this School of Rock. We'll see you next time.